Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Thank you, sir. I'm Colin Hardigan, a longtime resident of Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo since 1986, the current owner of Coldwell Banker United here in Fort McMurray. We opened in 2006, and I've been doing real estate since 1998 here in the region and absolutely love Fort McMurray.
Yeah, and where are we today? We're doing something, a blast from your past almost. I don't know if you do these very often anymore.
Well, this is an impromptu meeting today, as I've been a little surprised, but it's all good. We're at 127 Christina Court. It's the Germain family home. Sheldon Germain, previously Adam Germain, owned this property, and it's a absolutely stunning family home.
Yeah, and we're here because today you're doing a blitz as well.
Yeah.
So explain that concept, because this is going to air after the blitz, but it's a really neat thing you guys have going on, and you've been doing it for a while too.
Yeah, it's something we invented ourselves, if I'm honest. In Fort McMurray, I'll date myself here a little bit. There used to be newspaper. The newspaper used to be the place you'd go to find the open houses. Since then, obviously, social media, Facebook, Instagram has changed that. But it's a very scattered, disorganized style setup. So we decided to try to rein it together, use the power of our agents to come together and push out an open house blitz. Basically, at strategic times throughout the year, as open as many doors as we can in a weekend. Like for myself, I'm doing 4 open houses this weekend. I have some agents doing 6, trying to open as many doors as we can. And then we work with Play 103 and Cruise and social media partners like you to try to push this out into the community to make them aware, here's where we are, here's where we're gonna be, and try to improve the chances of a new purchaser seeing their new next dream home.
Yeah, and I love it because you can make a day out of it.
Absolutely.
Like me and my wife have attended many of them. We just like go get your matcha or whatever, and you just coffee, go home to home. And then it gives you an opportunity to not only see the different styles of houses, but meet the different realtors as well.
Absolutely, and I think for us, it's connecting. You know, social media only does so much. Looking on your phone or your app, looking at the photos are only gonna do so much. Mm-hmm. I think walking through the house, feeling the house, the emotion you get when you're coming through the house matters the most. I think having the people, drive here, get out of their vehicle, walk through the home is still the key to real estate. I call it belly-to-belly interactions, where humans meet the property and feel it, touch it, smell it. I think that's still the key to anything you're gonna buy or sell in this world. Mm-hmm. So much of it's done online now. I think this is the way to do it, and we really try to promote it. And I think it's great for our clients that hire us. Yeah. I think that's also what we're also trying to do, is give our clients that edge, right?
So, yeah, it's a nice extra bonus.
That's the idea.
So in regards to the summer though, the summer is coming to the tail end. Let's hear a little bit about what you did this summer.
Well, I think this summer we had I had a great summer. I like any other summer, I love Fort McMurray. I don't go far from here. Just like the winter, I think the outdoors in Fort McMurray is fabulous. We've got the Clearwater River, the Snai, 6 Lakes. You know, if any of you have traveled in this region, summertime is wonderful here. So I don't go far during the summer, believe it or not.
I believe it.
I get to enjoy everything that Fort Murray has to offer. And we do have winter coming, which is a whole other outdoor experience, but I definitely do a little more traveling late in the winter.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
I'm the same. Me and my wife, and Keeks, we really struggle to leave Alberta during the summer. And even Fort McMurray, it's one of those things where, because she's a teacher, she has 2 months off. So we have 1 month where we can go and we can do, and then we have 1 month where it's like dedicated to Fort McMurray, because
absolutely,
it is so much fun, and it doesn't get dark. There's so many activities. Everything is like, it's a pretty hot spot during the summer.
Yeah, and my kids are both graduated from high school now.
That's
so
right.
So for me and my wife, it's definitely different. You know, in June, we used to still have the kids in school, but now in June, we can enjoy those long summer nights and even into July. Like you say, 11 p.m. at night, the sun is shining and you can relax in your backyard and we love it. So
both of them are out of high school now.
Yeah, they're both done out of high school. Yeah, so think we're getting old. I'm starting to date myself here by the moment. So, you know, and that's something I tell people. I've raised my kids in Fort McMurray. You know, as much people hear about things out there that may hear negative about Fort McMurray, like for today's open house, we had a wonderful couple from Red Deer. They've really seen what Fort McMurray has to offer. I saw them yesterday in another open house, and you know, after speaking with them, they see what I see, which is it's a great family community with lots of wonderful people, right, Elliot? And that's the beauty of it all. So.
That's cool. Now, I've had the pleasure to interview a number of your agents since the last time I spoke with you.
Awesome.
And the one thing that everybody says is they love the environment that you've created for Coldwell, and they really enjoy your leadership style.
Oh,
like, you can go back and watch all of these videos. They've all said it, unedited, unprompted. So, but that's a huge kudos to you. So, from a management style, like obviously any work environment is a vibe, it's an atmosphere. And you've obviously created a really healthy, good one. Where does that come from? You like, how did you create that?
I think just from learning on my own, what I wanted to see in an office environment, what I want to see with my team. I think respect and kindness are the two biggest things. I think you start with that and you can do anything after that. Mm-hmm. I think creating a collaborative environment where it's okay to share your ideas. Obviously, real estate agents are very competitive. It's a competitive environment. It's a competitive business. You know, the more you sell, the more revenue you make. But with that said, it's not all about the money, right? Mm-hmm. And I think once we break that down about the client and the importance of the client experience and what we can deliver, and everybody genuinely that works in my office sees that, and I believe that they believe that, and that's why they work for me. And if they don't work for us. And it's that simple. I equate it to rowing in a rowboat. We're all in a rowboat together. We each have our own oar because we're individual business people, our own style, our own way we bring our business and do our business, but we're all paddling in the same direction, in the same rowboat. And I think that's been the concept that I've tried to bring since day one. And that's been the winning formula, I think, is that everybody in the rowboat is paddling an oar. And if someone's having a bad month or a bad week, there's always someone else in the boat that can tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, come on, we got you, and we'll help you out. And I think that's the other side of it. Our team is all there to help each other, and I think that's also important because we all don't born learning how to do all this stuff. And most things we learn are from other people.
Right, that's right. Sweet. Well, listen, man, I know you're busy and that door is open any second. So we're going to cut this episode a little shorter than the 20-minute segment.
All good.
Before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
Shameless shout out and plug. For me, it's simple. If you're ever thinking about getting into the real estate game, becoming a realtor, call me. That's what I do. We hire realtors that are people with positive energy, lots of energy, even if you don't have sales experience. If you're interested in becoming a realtor, give me a call. Colin Hartigan at 799-5555. Real easy phone number. You can phone or text me at that number. If you're ever thinking about a career in real estate or you're thinking about buying or selling, give me a call as well. We can help you or anyone on my team. Our office number is 780-714-5050.
There we go.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Truly Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
There you go, man. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're just polished. I'm just like, man, you fit everything right there. Like, we could keep talking.
I just paused at this. That's another Mac City Morning Show done.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.